Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colbert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Oh, Alexis Preston, here we go. Coming in at number three of the final episodes.
Yeah.
The bronze of the final episodes.
It didn't dawn on me to how funny it was to use like a metal system to just count down. Like that's
count
not what those
to...
are. It's not a
Indeed.
Countdown.
That's, you girls have done that the exact opposite of the way you're supposed to utilize such a thing.
Well.
And I appreciate you mentioning such. Correct. Now we were joking before we started recording about how you guys are doing such a great job getting in these My Mutt Minutes. You are killing it.
Yes.
So, so proud of you. To the point now where I think, and Alexis, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
We may be releasing upwards of 3 or 4 additional bonus My Mutt Minute episodes.
Yeah. I think we just met. I think we'll see. Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but definitely will be some bonus episodes in the future.
It's going to be, they're going to be quite a few. And what I think is so funny about that is there have been so many times where it can just be a regular party or it can be an actual going away party where I'm like, I'm going to miss you so much. You mean so much to be great. And then I run into them in the hallway.
Yes.
And then again in the elevator. And then once again in the driveway. And then once again on the road.
Yes.
You guys are going to be sick of us by the time it gets to the final episode. Right?
Also,
just leave already.
Like, it's the thing where you did a really heartfelt goodbye and then you realize, I left my phone in there.
Right.
I got to go back in and be like, and then do we have to say bye all over again?
Then the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's tricky. Okay. So I look forward to that of just giving you guys a very sentimental goodbye. 4 or 5 times.
Over
to the point
over.
Where you're just like, please go.
Please.
Just go.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
Enough. That's fine. We get it. See you later is the game plan.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us. Way to dilute that goodbye. Well, turns out we've got 45 more reps in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
How was your week? How are you? How are we feeling?
It's pretty good, I don't remember. You know, every week we get to this point and I go, I should prepare for Renee to ask me how my week's going. And I've got no clue.
It's an unfair thing for me to ask.
Hey, it's all right.
A completely unfair thing. And I'm sorry that I do it every single time.
It's all right. How's your week? Yeah.
Yes. Great. Yeah. I'm sitting in such sweet denial of the show ending.
Yeah.
I love this part of a goodbye. And we've talked about this. We've done the senior analogy. We've done a friend moving analogy.
Yes.
All of the things that it does not compute until right at the last second.
Yeah.
I just, right at the buzzer, I go,
Yes.
But I love it. Oh, I love the sweet, sweet part of it'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, whoa, Renee, you're going to be a mess. But right now. It's going to be fine.
Feeling good. Just talking normal. Nothing's... right now, we're just recording an episode like we do every week, as we have done
Business
for the past 7 years. And that's fine. And we won't notice a difference, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good. And then each listener is going to be like, we shouldn't have given her our phone number. She is calling us individually to give us a personal podcast every week. And this was silly. And I don't know why we did it.
We shouldn't have done that. We should not have done that.
Hey, it's Renee. Welcome to Can't. Please.
Oh, please. It's 4 a.m.
What a mess. What a mess. But you are right that we do have just a business as usual show today.
Yeah.
Just business as usual. So much fun for us to have and to hold. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they have gotten themselves into on this very special bronze episode?
Yes. If you're feeling warm in the sun, this is our bronze episode. So, of course, we have some Crit Crumb Boat updates. Tugboat is getting into the landscaping business.
Mm-hmm.
Great. He's going to need, what's he going to do after the show's over? He's got to make money somehow.
Listen, he's thinking ahead. He's sitting in his feelings properly.
Yeah.
Unlike his mother.
and then I've got some pizza bandits on my hand and I will get into that.
Okay.
We've got, and we're going to do 3 My Mutt Minutes again this week. We've got Brian and Amy with Winston, Maeve and Alice, and then Kat and their childhood dogs Very excited.
Amazing.
We've got our final Katya's Corner.
Yay!
With our little bonding tips. And then, of course, we have we'll reach inside the dollar dog bin and see what we pull out.
Just quick, because I don't think the line's very long. I think we're going to get up to the register pretty quick.
Yeah.
So we only have a quick sec to see what's in the dollar dog bin. But there's two cute things.
They're real cute.
There's two little cute things. Take a look at. Okay, you ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Alexis, here we are. Crit Grumbo, portmanteau of our three dogs, wherein we tell you what they've gotten themselves into this week. You've got some pizza bandits, mm-hmm. and I've got a dog with a mind for business.
Yes.
Which do we suppose?
I ran to first. I'll go first because it's a sort of a dog disaster, and we'll end with yours, which sounds like a new entrepreneurship.
Okay. Yep.
Entrepreneurial role.
It's looking lucrative.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So last night, made pizza because it was Pizza Saturday. Normally it's Pizza Friday, but it was Pizza Saturday. You know how it goes.
The best of us. Yeah, you got to do it twice.
So had pizza, left. This is partially my fault, but had two pieces left. Left them on the table, being like, you know what, we're gonna eat these in a minute, but we are going to the Renaissance Fair this following weekend. Yes. And so we were getting our costumes ready. So we were kind of like going up and downstairs a lot and like, oh, wait, what if I had this? What about this? And then, you know, those times when you're like, dogs have been really good. They've been really quiet.
Oh, I know it well.
We should check on them.
Uh-huh.
And we open the door and Cricket has brought one of the pieces of pizza to the door. Which is extra funny because it was like, you got this and then brought it to us? Like, that's...
Just right on up?
Yes.
And am I to remember your house right, that this was brought up some stairs?
Yes. Cricket, yes. Okay.
He had a full-blown pizza rat on your hands.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah, he really was. I think he gets excited sometimes when he gets a treat and we'll just bring it, like, to the bed or whatever. So I think in his mind, he was like, woo, and bolted up the stairs. So, of course, we're like, oh, no, you didn't. So walk downstairs, Grant and I.
Yeah.
And both pieces are gone. And we're looking. We're like, uh-oh, where's the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Entirely gone. No, not even a trace of this piece of pizza. No,
not a crumb.
Yes. And then so we were like, we do the classic crumb, Cricket.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Cricket is already, he's been caught. We saw it in his mouth. There's nothing he can do. But crumb is coming. So the way our stairs are, there's like a wall like blocking off part of the stairs. And I see him just poke half his head out when he hears his name. And I was like, crumb, what did you do? And then he pulls his head back in as if like, I don't know. I guess it sounds like Cricket's in trouble down there.
I'm not even home.
Yeah.
I don't know how it could.
Something weird happened. And then I was like, crumb. And he pokes his head back out. And I was like, what did you do?
What happened?
And then just stays there. I continued to be like, did you eat all that pizza? And just half face. The guiltiest half face I've ever seen. Yeah. But then occasionally, I still think he was like, I don't think they can see me. Is my tail sticking out or something? They shouldn't be able to see me from back here.
I feel like I'm completely covered. This will be fine. Yeah, there's no way they actually say it. They're just hypothetically asking this if I were to be in the room.
If I was to be in the room, they might be. Yeah, they're pretending to scold me or something. But,
sure. During a practice run before they find me, which they never will.
Yeah. He was fully like, they're, you know, doing the Jurassic Park, their visual acuity is based on movement. If I'm perfectly still, they won't be able to see me. So got some pizza bandits. They got one full slice and the other one we got in time. They're fine, obviously, but I mean, I'm sure they had a great night. They were like, pizza Saturday.
Time of their life. Are you kidding? Yeah. Yes. This is a win for everyone involved, according to them.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I do need a quick clarification of table.
Yes.
Coffee table?
Coffee table, which was our fault. That's why I say it was sort of our fault. It's a thing where they've been really good lately. I didn't think anything of it. And of course, that's when they get you.
Second you trust them.
The other thing that has been developed is that we finally have agreed on what Cricket's voice sounds like.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a big update.
This is huge.
Okay.
This was going to be my original update, and then they stole pizza, and I went, well, it's time for public shaming.
We have to have it. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the
okay,
set.
So Crumb's voice is very much like, for me, Cheemstos? Wow, thank you. It's very just kind of normal.
Sure.
And for a while, we were kind of doing that, but we realized, I think Cricket is a little bit more Mickey Mouse and constantly yelling. Yeah. So it's a lot of like, oh boy, is that Crumb? Wowie! Never accurate. Whisper. You guys need something? No. So it's a lot of that.
That's very funny. Yeah. I love that a lot. Perfect voices on both of them. Just a dog who can't whisper is particularly hilarious.
Not a whisper at all. Always screaming. So that was the that was the compromise.
As it should be. Well, I'm delighted. Yes.
So I want to know what Tugboat's new business is.
Well, I'd love to tell you. So Dana Wickens, friend of the show, been on twice, has a corgi named Wally.
Yes.
Dana has gotten her. Well, now listen, I'm bringing Dana into the mix when we all know Wally has gotten himself a new backyard. And it is stunning. Oh. It is glorious. It is in the best part of town. Oh, what a heyday we will have. So we bring Tugboat over to play in this backyard. Now, before we send me hate mail, and it is deserved, this backyard has not been landscaped yet.
Right.
Yet. So there's plans to landscape the backyard. As of right now, it's not, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous backyard. Mm-hmm. So we bring Tugboat over for him and Wally to play, thinking play will be the only thing on the agenda.
Of course.
The Tugboat sees a business opportunity.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to show people what you can do. You can't wait for them to ask.
Yeah.
You got to show them. And sometimes you can't get people to visualize what the house needs unless you show them.
Absolutely.
So Tugboat was very quick to be like, you know what this house is missing? A moat. We need an entire deep dug moat around the entire back part of the house. I have never seen him go to town so quickly in such a ferocious way. Within moments, he's a good foot deep into a hole. Wally's trying to keep up, isn't doing a great job. It's fine. And then Tugboat somehow, it was getting like a full, I would say 4 foot long, 1 foot deep line he has gotten himself into. And I don't know if
how
this should be something that we applaud and congratulations and we make him a business card, or if Dana should rethink her friendship with me. Right. I don't know where this lands.
I mean, I of course aggressive. Applaud because
thank you. Thank you.
Who doesn't need a moat?
Thank you.
I'm constantly looking at modern landscaping and going, yeah, it'd be nice. It's nice, but like, where's the moat?
You can get to the house pretty easily.
Yes. Yes.
Can't
it is
help
too
but notice.
Easy. I can walk straight into the front door. Doesn't seem safe. Should have a moat.
Just ridiculous. Yeah. So Tugboat dug immediately. And I kept like telling Dana, I was like, Dana, I kept stopping him. And she's like, it's fine. Because she's Dana. She's so sweet and friendly.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I don't think it is.
I don't. You're saying it's fine. But this is a moat.
With landscapers on the horizon.
Yes.
I feel like these holes are going to create a problem. So then I like finally pulled Tugboat out. And then he just kept going back to the hole. But then hilariously, Wally was in on it and started herding him away from the dig hole.
Oh.
Hilarious. Hilarious. But Tugboat can't escape a herd, but he can jump over Wally. So there was a lot of, it was a real, a real fun game.
Also, hilarious. You know, landscapers do need to dig holes for trees and things like that. So maybe Tugboat was just showing where like the
We're
lemon tree should
put
go.
One of those classic trees with a 4 foot wide trunk and a 1 foot wide base.
Yeah.
Great.
You know those trees. Okay. They're the long, it's a famous wide tree.
I know them well.
Yes.
This dog, and it is funny though, like my only goal for him is to get him a backyard without thinking, what is that going to look like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and can you train a dog to only dig in one area? We'll see. It's not like on the horizon at any time soon.
Well, I mean, you've been looking to buy only a yard, though, right? Like, there's no house
quite
attached.
Some time.
You're just looking at just a yard?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All I want is the lot.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no intent on buying a home. I'm not going to build there.
Yeah.
Just going to throw the dog in there on a weekly basis. So that's the update on Tugboat.
I love it.
Just a dig as far as the day is long. But I want to phrase it in a way that he has a mind for business and he is getting into landscaping. So
I
love
it.
Kudos for Tug. As the show comes to an end, he's found his gift.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get those business cards printed.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
I don't know. What time is it?
It is time for yet another My Mutt Minute Marathon. Beginning first and foremost with Brian and Amy and their dog Winston. Hit it!
Woo! This is Brian and Amy, and today we're telling you about our bestest boy, Winston.
He is about 7 years old and came into the shelter as a stray. He is a distinguished gentleman who looks like a cross between a bunch of terriers, but his DNA says that he is actually mostly Bichon, Schnauzer, and Poodle.
Winston is a very chill guy, spending most of his time napping on the couch and requesting belly scratches.
He assigned himself the job of kitchen supervisor, a job which he takes very seriously. Anytime anything happens in the kitchen, he trots over and keeps a watchful eye.
He's also a very smart boy, having gotten through 4 whole levels of training. He started class with a lot of puppies, so we tell him he's the middle-aged man taking night classes to turn his life around.
Winston has very expressive ears. Sometimes he has Dorito ears, where they look like little Doritos. This is when his ears are all the way forward and he's very focused on something in front of him. Other times he has Dobby the house elf ears. This is when they are all the way back and he is relaxed and makes him look like Dobby. But instead of socks, he wants pets.
He also has a fluffy butt. And time.
Oh, Brian and Amy. Ugh. Oh my goodness. Now, Alexis, for me, personally, that would take me 6 weeks of rehearsal to nail it the way that Brian and Amy just nailed that.
Minimum.
The chemistry, the coordination, the thing, my line, your line. We love it. Brian and Amy, you're incredibly talented. Please move to Hollywood if you're not here already. Winston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Alexis.
Yeah.
Kitchen supervisor we love.
Uh-huh.
We love a kitchen supervisor. I can't begin to tell you how hard I chuckled when I heard taking night classes to turn his life around.
Yes. Also, this is a dog, a category of dog that I call a crumb dog.
Yeah.
This is a crumb dog visually, and also a fellow kitchen supervisor would really agree, but looks like, you know, Crumb's, I would say Crumb's uncle is the vibe I get from this dog. So obviously I'm a big fan.
I don't disagree. Brian and Amy, very kind to send a photo in. The type of wiry hair that you know cannot be contained.
Yes.
There's no, try as you may.
Yes.
No pomade, no conditioner, no nothing. That wire is going to wire.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely perfect. I love a 2-ear option.
Yes.
Dorito or Elf.
Yeah.
And this is what you get.
It's
perfect.
And
perfect,
it's also very clear. It's a clear visual aid. If anyone was like, I can't picture it. Everyone can picture a Dorito. Turn that into a dog ear. Done.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
And an elf.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. Winston, A++.
Yeah.
A++. Perfect. Perfect. But the marathon continues, Alexis.
Oh, yes. Let's
There's
see.
More where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have Maeve and Alice. Hit it.
Woo.
Hi, CIPYD. This is Maeve, and this is a My Mutt Minute about our Greek rescue dog, Alice. I wrote her a letter, inspired by Katya. Dear Alice, sometimes I worry about how timid and anxious you can be, and then I remember how gentle, polite, and sweet you are. Sometimes I worry about your fear of strange people, but then I remember that you are a survivor of unknown dangers, and that your circle of trusted loved ones is growing all the time. Sometimes I worry that we will never be able to trust your recall, since any training technique except running and hiding from you hasn't yet worked. And then I remember how much I admire, encourage, and adore your courageous, independent streak, and thankfully how good you are on the lead. Sometimes I worry that you are not happy enough, and that you can seem sort of sad. And then I remind myself that you always ask me for cuddles or play when you want them, and that you often want your own space, and that you love sleep. And I can trust you completely home alone. Your challenges are also your gifts. You have brought so much goofy, floofy joy into our lives, Queen Bean. We could not have imagined how enriching your presence would be. We love you utterly, from silky ears to tippy-tappy toes.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Alexis. Oh, Maeve.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We made a pact. No tears until the final episode. That pact has been broken. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. Yeah. That was incredible. Gotcha. How dare you encourage such a thing? That was incredible.
Yeah.
What a cool exercise, and what a cool dog, and an exercise, and oh, yes, the good always equals the bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was beautiful. Also, left us a Instagram. It's at Alice's Adventures in England. So you can see photos of Maeve, and goodness, is she cute. It's the perfect job. So
the very best. Alice, you were killing it. Maeve, you are killing it. That, yeah. Is that going to be a nightly activity for me to do that later? Maybe. Yeah. It might be. It might be. Alice, you were perfect. You were absolutely perfect in every way. What a good dog.
I know.
Great.
Yep.
Perfect. Great. Yeah. Okay. All right. Awesome. Maeve, great job. You've rendered us speechless.
Yeah, we're like, and great job. It's good.
I'm very proud of you.
And,
it was
okay. I love dogs so much.
It was real good.
Really nice. Okay. And they make life worth living. It's fine.
Dodge not, and you're right there. There are bad things, are there good things?
There are bad things.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Maeve, congratulations. You win the award for the one that made us cry the hardest.
Yeah.
And bringing it on home, we have Kat and the childhood dogs. Hit it.
Woo!
Hi, this is Kat, and I'd like to tell you about the dogs that I've had throughout my life. Ready? Let's go. First, when I was 3 or 4, what I believe was a golden lab named Rocky. I named him myself because he chewed on the rocks in our driveway. Years later, we got Spanky, a mutt mix with the most expressive sticky uppy ears. Up when he was happy, back against his head when he was in trouble, and when he wasn't sure, one of each. Later, when my mother started dating, Ruppy entered our lives, a very sweet black lab who loved to hunt and go boating. He'd stand at the bow with his foldy over ears catching in the breeze. When I entered high school, we decided to get English Mastiffs. For those of you not familiar, that's the beast from the movie The Sandlot. First came Duchess, a fawn-colored princess who was no doubt in charge of the house. When she didn't get her way, she'd lay on the floor in puppy pose with her legs stretched out behind her and jut out her lower lip and pout. Then came Hoss, slightly darker colored and oddly svelte for a mastiff. He was a sweet gentleman who would walk everyone to the door when they left, and once hid behind me while I was sitting in an armchair because he thought he was in trouble. Then came Angus the First, one of their puppies, a silver fawn with a ghostly white coat, but we decided to let him go to a different home. Then we attempted to rescue a brindle mastiff named Matilda, but while she loved us, she didn't care for any of our guests, nipping at them grumpily when they walked by. We found her a lovely home where she had lots of room to run and was spoiled by a family who didn't get much company. Finally came Angus the Second, another fawn-colored mastiff and another puppy from Duchess and Hoss, who was truly the baby of the family. He'd lean into you with his full body weight when he wanted your attention, or put his paw in your lap and look sad until you pet him. And time.
Yeah, Alexis, they just keep getting better and better. I mean, they're all home runs, but Kat, that was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. You covered so many dogs, and you know I love that they're big dogs.
Oh my God.
Mastiffs. I know. Get huge. The Sandlot dog. You had so many Sandlot dogs.
So many Sandlot dogs. And also just so many dogs.
Yeah.
I was like,
perfect. And
whoa.
To remember, Kat, I'm so impressed that, like, to remember the personalities of all of that. Because, like, I stand before you as a crazy dog lover. Here's what I can tell you about Molly. She's good. Great. Nothing more? Just she was good? Okay. Yeah. All right. But to remember, like, all these personality traits is absolutely incredible. Each one of these dogs is amazing. And the thing that I really loved is that when you start to notice, like, oh, this isn't quite a match for our family, but it's going to be a match for somebody's. Mm-hmm. And then you just place them with somebody that it's a perfect match for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Also, that I can't.
Alexis.
Do you think that was the most dogs in a single minute? We've had some. It's up there, at least.
It's up there. It's up there for sure. Because, we've had some where we're covering all the ones that they work with.
Yes.
So it's among, I think, in the category for winning, you win for best memory and the most.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting there. So great work, guys.
In general.
Wonderful.
But every My Mutt Minute is.
I love a person in a cat that has a bunch of dogs.
Makes me so happy. Cat, you killed it.
Which also brings me to, so those were all incredible. If you still have not turned in your Rhyme of the Minute, like it's homework.
Get your homework in. Listen, deadlines are coming.
The deadline is, we have set a date for your deadline and it is April 8th. So that's Friday, April 8th. Get them in before that because we just want to make sure that we have time to get them all covered, and we want to we love them. So it's we just want to make sure that we have time to get them on the air and listen to them. And thank you everyone that sent one so far, and we can't wait to get through all the rest because they're incredible. You're all incredible. You all probably should have been the hosts of this podcast because oh my god,
100%.
They're so good.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now, Alexis, I can't say you shouldn't have been, but I can absolutely offer up my seat that each and every one of you could get yourself a podcast. There's a space in the dog space. You got to get in there. You guys are so talented.
Yeah, it's incredible. So get those in April 8th.
Okay, April 8th. So again, so today's Tuesday. This comes out April 5th. Mm-hmm. So 3 days from now, this Friday, April 8th, is when we're going to do a little deadline so we can get them all in it.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, were you a reader as a kid? Like maybe you read a lot of fantasy novels.
Or horse girl books. We know how it is.
But now you're an adult and you miss reading. You're so busy and you can't figure out how to get back into books.
We're Reading Glasses and we're here to help.
Yeah, we'll give you advice to figure out what books you love or learn to stop reading books you don't even like.
We're really big proponents of dumping that book.
Dump that book.
But most importantly, we'll help you fall back in love with reading. Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Congratulations, you've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely, you cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave!
Well, Alexis, here we are, the very last Katya's Corner of the Can I Pet Your Dog canon.
Wow.
Katya, take it away.
Woo!
You guys, I don't know about you, but I don't really know what I'm going to do in my life without more Can I Pet Your Dog. So I just want to say that I love you, Renee Colvert and Alexis B. Preston. I think you two are the greatest, and I like to say your full names. And I can't wait to see what more you do for dogs, for yourselves, for each other, and for all of us, for everyone. So before I cry, this is Katya here for Katya's Corner. And I am just here leaving the last dog bonding tip that I am privileged and honored to give to the Can I Pet Your Dog community, because you all are, wow, you're something else. Next level. You're just... You make it feel like I'm lucky that I get to give you anything at all. So I guess I want to say the last bonding tip that I can share with you is kind of more like a mindset paradigm shift, which is just this idea that in the dog world, there is give and take. If you ever see how dogs play, they're tremendously good at give and take. You know, one wins, the other one wins, one's on top, bottom, they roll over. There's so much give and take. So... big dog bonding tip is to, whenever you can, think of this notion that is very natural in the canine world of give and take. Where can you give to your dog? Where can you follow your dog's lead? Where can you let them win when you're playing tug? Where can you let them just explore and sniff on a walk instead of, you know, making it home in time for you to make dinner? Not trying to guilt you. I really appreciate you for making dinner. Where can you give to them? So much of our dogs' lives are lived waiting for us to grab the leash and take them on a walk, you know? We have these big, full lives, and they have us. And so wherever you can give to that experience wherever they can get the full extent of living, sniffing, smelling, being, meeting, engaging. Wow, they're going to love you for it. And I know that you want to give it to them because this is the most loving dog community I've ever been lucky enough to be a part of. So even when you're playing ball with your dog, right? When your dog brings you the ball back, that is not a time for pets and scratches. That is a time to throw that ball back again. Let them know, like, let's keep playing. Sometimes I think we want to tell them we love them with some scratches, but that's a more of a take move than a give move because what they want is for you to throw that ball again. So just knowing the ways that we're different and giving to them and honoring those ways is so much. And if that's in your mind, well, then I hope I'm lucky enough to come back to my next life and be your dog. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me come onto this show whenever I could to get to speak to you. But more than anything, thank you for letting me listen to all these episodes of Can I Pet Your Dog? Renee and Alexis, thank you for that. And this community, thank you for that because you kept it going and you made it happen. I am over at The Animal That Changed You, another podcast. We talk a lot about dogs. We talk a lot about animals. I like to say that the Animal That Changed You community is for people who can't stand to see what happens to a horse during a war scene in a movie, but have no problem seeing what happens to the dude riding the horse, even if he's getting trampled by the horse. If that's you, come join us. We cannot wait to welcome you, and I can't wait to connect with you. I aim to follow in the great grand footsteps of these wonderful people. Till next time.
Oh boy, that was real nice. That is real nice.
And again, we cry.
I know.
It's fine.
Yeah, I was sure I was going to be fine for at least another week.
Yeah.
And I am wrong. wrong. Katya, that was amazing. And again, you guys, the whole reason we did the Katya's Corner is obviously because Katya's amazing. Mm-hmm. But we just want to make sure you've got a place to go mm-hmm. to listen to animal shows after this is over. You could have found it on your own, but Katya's got that great podcast,
yeah.
The Animal That Changed You.
Check it out. Renee?
Yes, Alexis.
We're now at the end of the aisle.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And we better... quick before, because like, you know, I'm stalling, I'm trying to get it. I'm like, which gum do I choose? But
turns out I thought there was going to be a longer line. Yes. I also thought there was going to be a longer line. There would be plenty of time for perusal, but it's actually going pretty quickly today. So it will be real quick. I got one thing that I wanted to tell okay. you all about. Now, I am curious for you. Yep. It's hard to like sort of register, like, God, what commercials are in everyone's lexicon yeah. at this point? For me, growing up, the Cadbury egg commercials were seasonal mm-hmm. and very reflective of my childhood. Mm-hmm. Was that on your radar
yeah,
at all?
Yeah, definitely. I also, okay. like, okay. I remember commercials from childhood, like, in a way that I think other people remember just, like, songs or something. Like, you, when yes. you, like, think back, I'm just like, oh, yes, and there's the baby bottle pop commercial popping back in there. Like, they are stuck in my brain in a way that is like, get out. I don't need this information. They don't sell that toy anymore. Like, so 100%
couldn't
absolutely.
Love it more. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you remember that there is some type of animal who is always wearing bunny
yes.
ears. I think in the past, it might, for some reason, my brain is trying to tell you that at one point it was a chicken.
Mine
bunny
too.
Ears.
That was my first thought too.
So, but I think it has evolved now to a dog.
Yes.
A dog in bunny ears. And there has been a nationwide competition mm-hmm. to name this year's 2022 Cadbury Egg Dog. The results are in. The award goes to Annie Rose, a therapy dog
yeah.
from Ohio. She is an English doodle. Mm-hmm. She's as cute as she can be.
Yes.
And may I tell you her work
oh,
that
please.
She did. She was a therapy dog for nursing home residents during the pandemic.
Oh.
Annie Rose. Oh.
Like, that's who we were out there banging our pots and pans yeah. for.
Thank you.
Doing the
this
work.
This whole time. Cadbury egg
yeah.
voters, you have done it correctly.
Yes.
You've also done it correctly by calling Annie a spokes bunny.
Yes.
Perfect.
I love...
what else would that be? A spokesperson?
Yeah. Yeah. But
okay.
She's yeah, a spokes bunny. Also, mm-hmm. the other contestants in the competition, I suppose,
sure.
Included a bearded dragon, a hedgehog, and a llama. So... stiff competition, and last year's winner was a tiny tree frog named Betty.
Okay, so that's where it has an it's no longer always a dog. It's just this year it happens to be a dog.
It can be
on the year that we are leaving, they nominated a dog.
Did they do that for us
in honor of us?
I mean, Cadbury, it doesn't say that, but that's super nice.
That is very kind. Mm-hmm. It's very kind. It's very generous. Mm-hmm. All right. Bearded lizards, next year is going to be your year. Oh, yeah. I believe in you. But this year, dogs.
Dogs only. So I reached my hand in this bin.
And yes, you did. And what did you find?
I found it's a little beloved dog's 13th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Do you remember Norbert?
What's the name of this beloved dog? I sure do.
Norbert, in case you're like, oh, I'm not, there's too many cute dogs. Norbert is the therapy dog, which like you've definitely seen before, but it's a little white puffy dog with the tongue always out. A precious angel.
Yes.
Is now 13 years old.
Come on. And what's so crazy about this, a quick Google search will tell me that episode 8 of this podcast, the guest was Chelsea Crisp, and we covered Norbert the dog.
Wow.
So 7 years later, Norbert is now 13 years old.
Oh, that's so cute.
Us both coming such a long way. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's adorable.
What a good time. Well, happy birthday to you, Norbert.
Yeah.
You're going strong. We're so proud of you.
Yeah. Keep that tongue out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Alexis, here we are. The end of the episode. Now, once again, we got to get those My Mutt Minutes in by this Friday, April 8th.
Yep.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Easy peasy.
And
I believe in you.
Like I said last week, also, if you like, you're like, I really just don't like hearing my recorded voice, you can just write them out and I will read them on the show. Whatever you want to do, we can accommodate. Just let us know. Email us. And I didn't say this before. Go ahead and email them to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. Also, email us anything that same date if you have anything, last things you want us to talk about or like, favorite highlights from the show, anything you've got, we definitely want to know and talk about on the show.
Yeah. Would love it. Yeah. Love it so much. All right, you guys, congratulations. We all did it. We made it through the bronze episode. Ooh. Coming in at number 3 of the final shows.
Of the final shows. So there are going to be more.
It
has nothing to do with the quality of the show, though.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. Also, didn't you guys just say you're going to release like 14 different My Mutt Minute episodes? So it's not really number 3. It's like number 25 and
so,
you've overstayed your welcome. Yeah.
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 So?
Yeah, we have.
So what?
Yes. No. Okay. Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Between you and me, Alexis, listeners, love you so much. I do have to do a bit of business with Alexis. So those My Mutt Minute episodes are not going to come out between this episode and next week's episode, but they're going to come out in between 2 and 1.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I think yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere between gold and silver, expect some bonus episodes. Truly, we don't know when they're going to come out. We know they could come out before
ourselves.
This episode somehow. We don't know.
We don't know. We do not know. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Listeners, you are the very, very best. We are the absolute luckiest to have you. We're excited to do a few more episodes with you. Maximum fun. Thank you so much for having us. And for today, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.